processing is occurring frequently throughout several reports. It must be factual as on the based on the pattern, you're picking up a pattern and then request the AG to go deeper.
Can I come in? Can I come in, Chief?
This is addressed in page 27, 5.4, where they say this pattern is due forever. And 5.4.
What I would suggest, Chairperson, you can get audits even from 2006, even when President Thabo Mbeki was there. This pattern has been going on. Let us then not let any recommendation till you see those patterns, but you'll pick it up in the pattern. This thing has been going for years.
2014-15, 15-16, 16-17.
So you have
to
continue
this
for 2 years,
the
thing that's happening
in
this
place,
and it's on record.
2.8 billion
in irregular expenses.
Yes, Mr. Balo. President, I'm tempted to suggest something based on what Honorable Taylor is saying. If you still remember, why we were in Oar Tambo, we picked it up that Oar Tambo as a municipality, they are directly reporting to the national treasurer.
Yes.
It might happen that it's because of issues like this raised. So maybe our recommendation, which is going to be in line with that order Kera is saying, should be directed to National Treasury, taking advantage of the fact that National Treasury are overseeing the operations of that municipality. Maybe it might be to say maybe we suspect A, B, C, and D. But that's to emphasize the issue of conducting proper forensic investigations, even if it goes there to 5 years back, I don't know. The committee might decide. So I just wanted to make that comment.
Can I just
say Professor Bongo?
I agree with the latter speaker because you cannot always try to enter to the people who are already appointed. If they report directly to Auditor General, it's better that you must write to the Director of the General.
You heard this view on the committee?
Yeah, I think I'm somewhat persuaded by the proposal that we need to direct this to National Treasury, but without necessarily saying forensic. Without necessarily saying forensic investigation.
What's your motivation?
My motivation is that I mean, from the AG's report, no? It's not like something has actually come out which suggests that it's something terribly, terribly, very, very wrong. The problem is that the municipality has not done anything about that of those irregular, payments. Of 2.8, and it's not this did not happen in 1 year. It happened over a period.
Yeah.
So and I think that is what we're saying, that the municipality has not done anything, or the council has not done anything to make sure that they deal with this fruitless irregular expenditures. So the recommendation that I thought we were going to come up with is that the municipality must actually do something about this irregular and report to us in 3 months.
In terms of the MFMA, make your basis as the legislation, because it's act, it's a law. It's written into the MFMA. That sentence. In terms of the Municipal Finance Management Act, Treasury regulations to strengthen Yes,
Chairperson, I think we, I hear what Kelly is saying. I think we will, you know, obviously we are not going to say things that, you know, are necessarily whatever. But I think in terms of what is happening here, here's a trend, you know, over a few financial years. And I think we must highlight that. Say that this is a continuous trend, irregular expenditure, here we have it. And then we ask it, what you are suggesting, but then again, also that it must be brought to the attention of both Treasury and all the general, for whatever steps they deem necessary.
Yeah. I want to add on, there must be a report back to this committee in terms of actions taken by the municipality addressing this matter. Sorry, addressing this matter. So it will be National Treasury AG plus a district municipality to come and report back within, say, 90 days or what the case may be. You will assist us with the time frame and that we take control of that monitoring.
Can I just come in?
The committee takes then control of the monitoring in terms of the National Treasury evaluation, the AG, and what is our company doing.
Can I just come in?
There's a former municipal manager, he must help now.
Can I come
He's
in?
The expert, yes, sorry.
No, Chairperson. You cannot expect that this municipality to come. They cannot even manage themselves. That is out of the question. Yes, National Treasury, yes, the Auditor General. The works were busy investigating that municipality. Corruption is the order of the day in that municipality. We stay there. We know what's happening there. No, Chairperson. That municipality is unmanageable. It's totally unmanageable. We cannot allow that. Or else we'll sit and talk the same thing next year again. No.
I want to accommodate your point. But the fact of the matter is then the Hawks must appear before this committee and come and tell us what are they doing in terms of what findings. Then we can address it.
No,
we didn't engage with the Hawks. I'm not disputing this, but the fact of the matter is they must appear before the committee. Then we must call them. And take it further as a committee. I just want to be... Let's first go there and I'll come to you.
Okay. I just don't want the point to be missed. There's the issue of irregular expenditure and then there's the issue of what we saw in terms of the projects. All those projects are water and sanitation projects and it is MIG funded. So the correct first entity to investigate that is NT.
National Treasury.
With COFTER.
Yes.
And you don't have to say it's forensic investigation, you can say, based on what was observed around the water and water projects, there's escalation of costs. These projects that run from one financial year to the next.
Listed A, B, C, D.
Those are the points.
Yeah.
If they could please investigate whether MIG funding is actually being used for the purpose set out in the order. Because whatever they find.
You're happy with that formulation?
Yes.
All right. You've got it there? Brilliant. Yes, sir.
I think Your Honor's suggestion is brilliant. We're very comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But the point I want to make is to piggyback on what Honorable Gaylor is saying, that as a committee, we must also make up our minds. When it comes to issues like this, do we diplomatically soft-pedal them, or do we take the stance? You are going to the Northwest Province tomorrow on oversight.
Tonight.
Northwest. Yeah. Chairperson, the result of this Northwest scenario is a perfect example about how discussions take place in a committee with the AG's reports, with the oversights.
Yeah, it's about the credibility of what's in front
this
of
this is it. The crux of the matter is we must...
I know it's captured here.
We must take a firm point.
It's captured here. It's just how the committee acts. Our committee process.
Yes.
That's what we must
do. We're going to be strict about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Honourable members, can we please proceed? I'm going to page 30 now.
30.
30. I put to you 6.2.
30.
The city municipality must improve on its project planning and IDP process to avoid project delays due to poor planning and community disputes about projects.
Chairperson, sorry, can we just maybe add something there? It's not only about project planning, it's also about the project execution.
Project planning and execution.
Which number is that? 6.2, at the top, page 30.
Project planning,
the proper planning and,
and execution.
Execution is terrible.
Okay. Okay.
No, non-existent.
I have no problem with that. You see, it comes back to project management. That's the crux of the matter.
And exactly what it is.
6.3. Consequence management. 6.4.
The municipal manager must come here.
You want it?
Within 3 months after the adoption of this report, the district municipality should provide the county with an action plan and PCs. And PCs, thank you, will strengthen the oversight role. Yeah. Yeah. 6.5, communication strategies.
Oh, all those are fine.
6.6, while the committee was noted, as noted, blah blah blah. Yeah. 6.7, well, issue of Matola Water Board. 6.8, and then 6.9.
Sorry, Chairperson, 6.8, I see we've got a timeline there, 6.8.
Mm.
30
days.
Yeah. So that would be now projected timing when was still going to happen in this?
After adoption of this report is today, this will be ATC this afternoon, then it's a public document.
Yes.
When it's in the ATC, it's a public document.
So we're planning for what, around the end of next month? Sorry, you're
on that. Sorry, the wording actually is the adoption of the report by the House.
Mm-hmm.
So from the date of the adoption
the house,
in the House.
Well, right, sorry,
30 days.
By the House.
Oh, that's really happening this year.
Now we will, after this meeting, I usually go to the office of the Chief Whip. Further business, that business.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it becomes part of further business.
Good.
And then you must shift it up.
Yeah. Expedite it.
Yeah, bring it to the...
Good. Okay.
6.9, members.
Yes.
It's the national departments that must assist. Honourable members, I put you the report with the amendments to the committee. Can I
there should be an extra. There should be an extra paragraph. The committee missed Honourable Mutla Shipping on this. That's a joke.
Honourable Mutla Shipping.
Having listened very attentively, Chair, I think the President made a pronouncement yesterday, and it is disturbing that we have a situation like this and we leave it unabated with a municipal manager who behaves in this manner.
Yes.
Now, if the crisis audit is going to start in October, it must be this committee that must recommend, because you were there, you have seen that you are recommending strongly that the life audit should start with the municipal manager of
this
municipality.
You are right.
I agree.
Yes.
Good point. Missed you.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You are one of the best.
No, I don't think we should go with I don't think to be correct, to
say
out.
But he's going to see all three levels of government.
No, what you can say...
Or spheres of government.
Okay. I think you'll assist, yeah.
What we can say is that life audit must be done in over time, not a specific...
now. I think in all municipalities, no?
No.
Especially
we are adopting a report of O.R. Tambo and we are making recommendations based on O.R. Tambo. We can't generalize.
Yes.
No.
What is your problem?
No, I think we need to be very careful, no?
He's a lawyer.
No, we need to be very careful how we... I think we should say... The last audit that has been proposed, no? I don't think we should say municipal manager.
No, we don't say... We say lifestyle the audit should be done in this municipality. Don't mention municipal manager. The truth of the matter is right. You know, if I can tell you something, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. When I spoke to the president about mayors, and I was talking of O.R. Tambo. Some of them are owning houses in Mhlanga Road, for your information. They came with nothing. They owning with government money. This thing has been going on for years.
Okay.
It's been going on for years, this thing here. We know what.
Lifestyle audit.
Yeah. That's all.
Should
be considered.
Implemented.
Yes.
All municipalities that have got regular experience. We are generalizing what
they are doing.
No, that's right. Yeah, I'll be happy with that.
Thank you.
Please repeat that sentence, Mr. Shibambu.
Please get that out for the special.
Do you have it?
We got it.
Do you have it?
Yeah, claro.
Yeah, wait.
Tell everybody going
on. Honourable members, I put to you this report. Can I get a mover for adoption? Bangu moves and Honourable Monakedi second. We've still got another one to cover, please. I know you are need a cup of tea, me too, but let's...
Can I go for cup? Which one is that?
You want to have a cup of tea quickly?
Yes, yeah, let's go.
All right. The report on the ECB referring to the Eastern Cape was a follow-up, as we said in our first report. And I brought it with. I brought that report with. The report of the 22nd of August. Where we made 7 recommendations. Order. Where we made 7 recommendations in our first engagement, including the province of Eastern Cape. And then we said, but we're calling Eastern Cape back. We were not satisfied with their presentation, and we called them back to the committee. And the report is a result of the calling back meeting. So I put to members page 1, this is circulated to you, the capturing of the submissions by the National Treasury and the Department of Social Development. That's the factual capturing. A submission by the Eastern Cape Department of Social Development, page 2. There you've got the table. That's on page 3. It continues on page 4. Eastern Cape Department of Social of Social Development. Because in our first report we requested the national and provincial departments to assist us at the national department to assist the provincial department. Yes. And the Treasury. I put
Numbers, page 6. This is a comprehensive input by the Provincial Department of Social Development. Page 7. Now, what must actually happen, members? This report we're considering today must be read together with the previous report.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm just making that remark.
I must explain the kind of end structure of the report so that members are not confused. Say, for example, where are the recommendations in this report? When we were drafting this report, we felt that because of the structure of the submission by the Independent Department of Social Development together with the National Department, which was influenced by the resolution of the police, you know, based on what was submitted before, we came to a conclusion that this report is going to be unique in the sense that this report does not have a recommendation. Observation and then now the conclusion that the committee made in terms of a resolution to say that we will make a follow up on this one. So I'm trying to say, if you still remember, what was presented was kind of a strategic intervention plan to address the problems that are there in the
institution. Okay.
So now going forward, the committee will use this document to assess the progress.
Yes.
Okay.
And now you don't see
the committee. Now what must actually happen after today, members? They must be called back.
Yeah.
We can measure this. I thought, Lupa Balu, look at the first term 2019. Where can we fit in the start meeting? Because it's part of the wrapping up. You have let it hang in the air. So you will look at the first term program, him and Estelle, and people to be. But I put to you page 8 is the observations, members. Excuse me. Members, are you happy with page 8?
Yes.
It seems to me you are happy. Your concentration is now on the page of something. Page 9, the conclusion. That's precisely what I said, that we have another follow-up meeting. I don't know if it's possible in the fourth term, fantastic. Because our program is packed for the fourth term in terms of the MTBBS. But if there's space, we can do it. All the members, I put to you the report.
Maybe we should just maybe say or early in 2019, because otherwise we just...
During the fourth term or first term.
Of 2019.
First term, 2019. And gives us that leverage, that space. Thank you for noting that. Members, I put to you this report of the Select Appropriations on the Eastern Cape Provinces ECB Development Grant Expenditure for the 2017-18 financial year, the first quarter of 2018-19, dated 12 September 2018. Move for adoption. Honorable Gaila, motion for adoption. The second, Honorable Monakedi. Thank you, members. That brings us to the minutes. The minutes we're considering is draft reports on the conditional grant hearings. Consideration of draft minutes of previous meeting. Page 1 is all the members' names.
Is that right. Quite not here?
It was the holy day of Eid al-Fitr. I apologize. We're celebrating Eid on that day.
What's your apology for Honorable Esau?
The coming of Jesus Christ.
Honorable members, page 2, committee staff, introduction, consideration of all those reports. I put to you page 3. I put to you the minutes of this 22nd of August 2018.
Move
for adoption, Honorable Tablage, Honorable Motlashu being second. Thank you. Honorable members, that brings us to the end of this session. The staff has prepared a program for the Appropriations Committee for the fourth term. First term that starts on the Tuesday, the 9th of October, and runs until, as you see, the NCOP framework, the 3rd of December. But I told the leadership, the 3rd of December is a red question mark.
Yeah.
And let me be blunt and clear with you, because of legislation that's going to be referred to the Select Committee on Finance.
Mm.
5 bills is coming to the Select Committee Finance, 2 bills is coming to the Select Committee on Appropriations. The Regional Revenue Amendment Bill and the Appropriation Bill.
7 and 10 December.
So, thank you to the staff.
December.
Thank you for the staff that has helped us to arrange this meeting and to this venue. This meeting is closed and adjourned. We're just waiting for Advocate Jenkins. Select Committee Finance, as indicated, will then proceed with the briefing on the Money Bills Amendment Bill. In the same venue, we stay here. Yeah. We're just waiting for Jenkins. You think this is ready? Pardon?
He's coming.
Yeah, I found him while I was walking here. I found him. Thank you, Lubabara. I'm sorry that
we're
growing drama. I see what you mean. What do you want to explain?
This one. All 4 financial committees. So in this indicates the sequence that will follow the
Yes, sir.
Up until the last
one. And all the money goes.
Then this one. Yes,
yeah, you get homework. Yeah, you get homework.
Thank you.